This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
All right, we still have Graham Hoyter in the studio, a.k.a. Mr. G. Did I get it right?
Yeah, spot on. Awesome.
I'm very impressed with myself right now. Yeah. All right, so we've just heard about the phenomenal opportunities that you've had painting for some amazing people and the highlights for you. And it's, I tell you what, it's such an awesome story of the, you know, being a good steward of the God-given gifts and your, I think your gift making room for you, really. It's amazing.
Yeah, totally. It's been like that for sure.
So one of the things that you speak about publicly and are passionate about is dismantling the stigma surrounding depression and suicide, both through your art and through public speaking engagements that you do. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I think I've been a Christian for 21 years now, and I, you know, had certain preconceived ideas about the whole topic of depression, especially as a Christian. And anyway, about probably three and a half years ago, I actually encountered and went through depression myself, which was a huge game changer for me in terms of it deeply impacted me and my perspective on life, my perspective on God, my perspective on church life as well. And I believe it pretty much corrected me on a whole bunch of things that I had preconceived about depression and stuff. And it actually got to a suicidal point for me. And wow. And it was very real. And it got to a point where I was in disbelief, where, you know, on one side I was doing some great things globally in the art scene and all that. And, you know, my wife and I were youth pastors as well, and we've been leaders in church and stuff, but I just could not believe how I could get to a point like this, you know. And so it just kind of pressed and cornered me and caused me to just kind of think about life and things in general. And depression is such a debilitating, sickness. And I physically couldn't get out of bed for about 6 months, and this all happened probably in the last 3 years. And it was at a time where I was going through a lot of deep emotional hurt and just all these kind of things that a lot of men don't really talk about, you know, like their feelings and all that sort of stuff. And I had burned out as well. So I wasn't able to work, physically get out of bed, and I was just, you know, pretty, consider myself a pretty strong guy, but I was so frustrating not being able to get out of bed. And then I just found myself spiraling down and just asking my wife, man, what is this, man? What am I going through right now? And because she had actually been through it about 7 years prior, and she was just like, man, you're going through depression. And then that's when I was at a conflict where I was like, man, Christians aren't supposed to go through depression, you know, or those were my perceived, you know, ideas. And it caused me to look inward and think, man, am I doing something wrong, God? Or, you know, what's wrong with me? Or, you know, am I not meditating on the word enough? You know, the Bible says God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. And so I was thinking, the word says one thing, but my experience is the total opposite. And I just found it was so difficult going through depression and sometimes being in a church context or environment where it almost kind of made me feel worse, because I felt like I wasn't lining up with how Christians should be projecting and presenting themselves. You know, I wasn't full of joy, all that sort of stuff. And it got to a point where I was like, man, God, I need help, man, you know. And the funny thing is, I actually came across other Christians throughout this journey who are going through the same thing and kind of just almost suffering in silence, really, which was sad. They felt they couldn't share openly that they were going through depression or that they were taking medication and stuff. And so, you know, I feel I'm at a place now where I have definitely come out of it, but it wasn't just through one altar call prayer. It was, the key for me was having one or two friends that understood depression and that were patiently walking alongside with me. And another thing that definitely helped me was just taking a holistic approach to the whole thing, where I reassessed my lifestyle, things where I probably just that I wasn't sustaining my energy levels, things like that, nutrition, exercise, things I was neglecting, things like that. And slowly but surely just kind of fortifying myself in those areas. And, I've definitely come out a lot more compassionate, empathetic, and wiser. You know, my wife would vouch I was probably I've done a huge 180. You know, I was very blunt before. I had no compassion or empathy at all. But now I'm a big softy whenever it comes to this whole thing of depression, especially when someone's going through it, because I know what it's like. I understand that pain, and I've been there. And, now God's just opening up a whole lot of doors for me to be able to share my story, all for the purpose of helping those people out there who are going through it and struggling with it.
Mm.
And I just believe it's beautiful how God works that way, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's purpose to our pain.
He uses everything.
It's totally.
Amazing. Wow. Mm. Wow. So how have you found, so many artists, would you agree, have struggled with depression, and creative people? I'm speaking as a creative person myself.
Yeah, sure.
Do you think, how have you been able to use your art to really help people in this area?
Yeah, well, in a graffiti street art context, a lot of graffiti artists, they actually write their name as a way of brandalism, you might want to call it.
Brandalism, that's cool.
Well, that's essentially what it is. It's just like what Nike and them are doing, but yeah, all these graffiti artists are pretty much just painting their name. And I used to write Mr. G in graffiti letters and stuff, but now I actually write the word hope. I paint the word hope, and I you know, the thing about hope is it's so beautiful and powerful, man. Before I went through depression, I knew about hope, but now that I've actually gone through depression, I actually know personally the true power of biblical hope, man, and it's impacted me, man.
Mm.
And so I can only it's probably one of the main themes of my works now. And I paint it everywhere. I've painted it in Newtown. I painted the helmet of hope in Newtown here in Sydney.
Yep.
The word hope as well. All over, a few places really in Sydney, a lot of New Zealand as well. Just getting that message out there. And I also write a little tagline every time I write do a hope piece. Hope has a name, Christ.
Awesome.
So it's just kind of linking the term hope to the person of Christ, because at the end of the day, he is the source of true hope, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't say that because it sounds good. I say it because I know that personally in my own life, you know. So, yeah, it's very true. And hope, man, it's the most beautiful thing out.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
It's powerful.
Yep.
Can you, just for the people listening, I think a lot of people would have seen your art and they may not have realised it was you. So tell us around Sydney, where are some of the most iconic art spots? I know down at Bondi, people keep getting their photo taken art pieces.
I used to live in Coogee when we first moved here to Sydney, and I've done a lot of pieces in Bondi Beach area. I've done a few pieces in the city as well. I've done one in Newtown. Basically, I've been full-time for the last 2 years in Sydney, all over the show. Liverpool as well. I've just finished the tribute Prince portrait in Liverpool now. And, I've done some in Bankstown, North Sydney as well, Gosford. All over Sydney, really.
Yeah.
It's a bit hard to kind of pinpoint. Yeah,
hard to miss. All right. So where to from here?
Yeah, basically, I've got one opportunity with this tribute Prince mural that I've done recently. Long story short, it went viral on social media to a point where I could be flying over within the next 2 weeks to Minneapolis to paint a 5-story tribute portrait of Prince, either in Minneapolis on Fifth Ave or in Chanhassen. If I do that, my manager was actually saying, you know, you're going to have to fly to the USA and move there if this happens. So at the moment, I'm just on standby.
Yep.
But I'm also, this year, I've also got booked in. I'm going to be flying to London to do a piece there with a collaborative piece with my cousin, who's an architect there. And heading to Miami as well, the Miami Art Basel, doing a mural piece there in December. So, yeah, always, you know, got some things in the pipeline. And
amazing.
Yeah.
So, so good. All right, if people want to find out more and see some more of your art, where can they go?
Yeah, go to my Instagram at mrghoitier.art and my website www.mrghoitierart.com.
Beautiful. We'll definitely be checking it out. Thank you so much for Graham for coming in. We so appreciate it and sharing your heart. And yeah, you've got such an amazing gift and you're using it to really help people and bless people as well. It's just awesome. So thanks so much.
Thanks, Emma.